So now we reach the point where we have to talk a bit about security when it comes to inserting data into a database, because we have talked about creating data inside a database and selecting data and sessions and that kind of thing. But we haven't talked about hashing yet, which is something that is very important whenever you want to insert data that is sensitive inside a database. So right now, just to demonstrate something, if I were to go inside my database that we have created in the past couple of episodes, where we created a users table and a comments table, if I were to go inside my users table here, you'll see that right now inside our password column, we actually don't have any sort of security going on in terms of hashing. So right now, if I were to, you know, break into a database like this one right here, I could actually see everything in terms of what exactly these passwords are. So we can see this user here has a password of 1234. This one has a Danny123 and 123, 1234. But the thing about inserting sensitive data inside a database is that we're not supposed to be able to tell what exactly is in there. So in order to create another layer of security, we do something called hashing, which is going to turn our passwords into a hashed string, which is going to be this very long and confusing letters where you can't really tell what exactly it's supposed to be. It's just going to be gibberish, basically. So going back inside my text editor here, you can see that I have a bunch of files. Just go ahead and ignore those for now, because these are for an example a little bit later on. But for now, all I have that you need to worry about is a file called hashpassword.ink.php. This is a file that I put inside my includes folder, inside my root folder, just because this is going to be a file that has pure PHP inside of it. And we have talked about why I name my files in this sort of way many times in past episodes. So you're more than welcome to go back and just take a look at that if you want to. But the important thing about this episode here is just talking a bit about what exactly hashing is. So going inside this file here, which is completely empty, I'm going to open up my PHP tags, and I'm not going to close it off again because this is going to be a pure PHP file. And we're going to start by talking a bit about how we can hash and what exactly hashing is. Now, hashing is whenever we perform a one-way hashing algorithm on a plain piece of text, for example, a password, and then we basically convert it into a fixed length string that you can't really look at and tell what exactly is this supposed to be. So it is going to be something that even if a hacker were to gain access to your database data, then they still can't see what the data is supposed to be. So depending on what kind of data we're feeding the hashing algorithm, it is going to convert it into a different thing. So it is something that is going to be different depending on what exactly you're going to feed to it. And it is also important to mention here that a hashing algorithm is designed to be irreversible and expensive to do. So you can go in and make a hashing algorithm more complex if you want to. We do also have something called a salt, which is a vocabulary word that you may hear from time to time whenever we talk about hashing. Essentially, a salt is a random string of text that is going to be included inside the data that you provide the hashing algorithm. So it's going to mix the salt together with the text that you provided it, and then it's going to hash it afterward to create a more unique and even harder to crack hashing algorithm to make it even stronger. It is important to point out that we do have many different hashing algorithms out there, and some of them are considered to be outdated whenever it comes to, for example, password hashing. You wouldn't use a SHA-256 or MD5 hashing algorithm in order to do those whenever you insert those into a database. So there are, you know, different ways of hashing things depending on what you're trying to do. When it comes to specifically just general purpose hashing, when we're not talking about a password to be inserted inside a database, we can, for example, go inside our code like we have here. And let's say I have a variable, which is going to be whatever the user gave us. So let's say there's a form and the user submitted something to us. Then I could go inside and say I want to create a value called sensitive data, just to have something here. And I could set that equal to some kind of value. So I could say, for example, crossing as my username. The next thing we would need to do is create something called a salt and a pepper, which sounds really funny, but just to kind of show what exactly those are, I can actually go ahead and create a variable here. I'm going to call this one salt. And then I'm going to set it equal to a random string that we're going to generate based off some functions that we have inside PHP. So what I could do here is I could say we have something called bin to hex parentheses. And then inside this one, I'm going to generate a random underscore bytes. And then we just basically feed this one how many bytes we want to randomly generate inside this function here. So we could, for example, say 16. And by doing this, we're basically just going in and saying we want to generate 16 bytes of data, and then we want to convert it to hexadecimals in order to actually have something that we can actually actively use inside our code. So hexadecimal representation, as it says inside the notes here. So basically just generating a random string. So if we were to write some notes here, we could say generate random salt. Next, we're going to go and create something called a pepper. So I'm going to create a variable and call this one pepper. And I'm going to set this one equal to a random string of characters that I decide what is going to be. So this is not going to be random characters. This is going to be a keyword that I'm going to use to fuse together with this hash in here. So I could, for example, say a secret pepper string. So now we have something called a salt and we have something called a pepper, and we can fuse these together in order to make our hash a bit more secure. So what I'm then going to do is I'm going to go below here and I'm going to create a variable called data to hash. And essentially we're just going in and we're combining these three pieces of data up here. So we have the sensitive data that the user gave us inside whatever input we have inside the website. We do also have a piece of data called a salt. And then we also do have our pepper. And then basically we just go below here and actually run a hashing function that we have inside PHP called hash. So what I can do is I can say we have a variable called hash, and I'm going to set this one equal to a hash function. And inside this one, we're just going to feed it what kind of hashing algorithm we want to use. And then the next piece of data is going to be what exactly we're trying to hash in here. So in this case, I could say we want to use a SHA-256 hashing algorithm, and then I want to feed it data to hash. And if we were to go inside my website here and actually try and echo this out, we can actually echo this out after each other just to kind of see the effect of what exactly we're doing here. So if I were to echo out a break, just so we have everything on a new line, and actually echo out the hash that we have here, then I'm going to copy this line of code and go right behind where we actually combine all this data here. And I'm just going to go ahead and echo out my salt as well, so we can see exactly what is going on in here. So if I were to do this and go inside my website, go inside my includes folder and say I want to access my hash password.inc.php file, then you can see we get these two here. So the first one up here is going to be the random salt that we generated at the beginning of the code. And the second one down here is going to be the overall hash from combining our salt with the data from the user and our pepper string. And as you can see, this doesn't make any sort of sense. So even though everything is combined inside this hash in here, even the readable data that we included, such as crossing and a secret pepper string, we can't see anything about what this is supposed to be. And at this point here, we would actually take the salt and the hash and store that inside either a database or inside a file storage system or someplace that is actually secure where people can't gain access to it. And you would actually go ahead and take this salt and hash and use that together with new data the user might submit in order to check if it matches up with the old data they submitted up here. So let's say somewhere else inside the website, I want to go in and actually first of all grab the data from inside our database. So we have the salt and the hash stored. In this case here, we don't actually have the salt and the hash stored inside a database, and we would technically have to run a query in order to go inside the database and grab those data. But for now, let's just go ahead and grab the ones inside the code here, since this is more or less a example. So let's say I would grab the salt up here and the hash that we have down here. I would also need to go ahead and recreate the pepper string inside my code here, because that is a unique string that I have created inside my code. And then we would of course also need to have the data that the user submitted again. So let's say a user submitted this piece of data once more. We're going to go ahead and put it up here. So with all this, we would now have to combine everything again, just like we did before inside our previous script up here. So if we were to grab this line of code where we combined everything, and then I would need to take the salt that we just grabbed from inside our database and replace it with the salt that we have down here. And with all these combined, we can now run the hashing algorithm again just to sort of check if it is the same as the previous one. So I'm going to copy this line of code up here and I'm going to paste it in. We could also go ahead and rename this variable here to something like verification hash, just so we know exactly what kind of hash this is. So right now we're trying to verify that the data submitted up here is the same as the previous data. So we're hashing the new data in order to compare it with the old data that we have inside our database. So if I go below here and run a if condition in order to compare these two pieces of hash data that we have. So the first one is going to be the stored hash from inside the database. So I'm going to copy this one, put it inside the if condition and check if it is the same as our verification has down here. And if it is, then we can actually go inside and say we want to echo something out. So we could say something like the data are the same. And then I can create a else statement just to echo something out in case these are not the same. So we could say something like the data are not the same. So we just echo that out inside our else statement just to get an idea about what exactly we're getting in here. So with this saved, we can actually go back inside the website and refresh it. And what we should get is either the data are the same or the data are not the same. In this case here, since we have crossing here and we also have crossing up here, then the data should be the same. So going inside the website here, if I were to refresh it, you can see we get the data are the same because they are the same. If I were to go back inside my code here and go up and change the value of the new data that was submitted. So let's say a user is typing something in, let's say crossing 2, and I were to hash that and, you know, do everything in terms of the salting and the pepper, we hash it, and then we want to check if this data is the same as the previous one up here. If we were to go inside the website, you can see we get the data are not the same because they are not the same because, you know, the data submitted by the user is something different. And it is important to point out here that we're not dehashing anything inside the code. We are actually taking two different hashes and checking if these two strings are the same. So if we were to go inside and change my sensitive data back to crossing, just to give you an example here, let's go ahead and echo out not the data are the same, but let's actually go ahead and echo out our actual values here. So I'm just going to go and create a break and then echo out our stored hash. And then I'm going to go below here and add another break just so we can see exactly what is going on. And then I'm going to echo out our verification hash. Then you can see inside our browser, if I were to go inside and refresh it, that these two strings are the exact same strings because we hashed the same data in the same way, and then we are comparing the two. So basically, we are getting a true or false statement when we go inside and actually check for these two data being the same data. And this is how you can do general hashing inside your website. And it is important to point out here that this is for general hashing. When it comes to password hashing for a database, whenever a user wants to submit a password when they sign up inside your website, then we do actually have a different method for doing so. And this is something that is much more simple than what we just did here, just to point it out. This is much more complex, but it is important to mention that a hashing method that looks something like this is good for when you, for example, want to hide certain sensitive data that isn't specifically password specific. This could, for example, be a name or a email address or, you know, financial data or something like that. This is what you would, for example, do if you want to just hash something that isn't a password. So now let's go ahead and talk about how to generate a hashed password using PHP. So if I were to go inside my code here and just delete everything I've just created, for you, it might be a good idea to take notes of these and maybe put that in a document on the side or something so you have these saved. But what we're going to do here is we're going to actually do a hash function that is built directly inside PHP in order to hash a password. Now, when it comes to hashing a password, we have a function called password underscore hash, which is going to go in and actually run a hashing algorithm and a salt that is going to automatically do all of this for us in order to hash everything together to a unreadable format. So we don't have to add a salt manually or do a pepper or something like that. This is going to go in and do much of this automatically. So in this case here, we might say we have a user that submits some sort of password. So we have a variable up here called PWD for password, which in general is going to be equal to a post method, you know, from a form where a user submits something to you. But in our case here, since we're just doing an example, I'm just going to go ahead and write crossing because I just want to, you know, just set it equal to some sort of string in here. So what I can do is I can take this password and put it inside my password underscore hash down here. And then I can tell it what kind of hashing method do I want to use in order to hash this password. Now, in general, we have two common hashing methods or hashing algorithms in order to hash our passwords. We have something called password underscore default, which looks like this. So if we were to say password underscore default, which is going to get automatically updated in the future whenever something new comes out inside PHP. So this is something that the developers of PHP will actually come out and update as things change in the future. So this is not something you have to worry about when it comes to any sort of changes. But we do also have something called password underscore bcrypt. Now, password underscore bcrypt is right now actually being used inside password underscore default. So this is the one that will be used. So it doesn't really matter if you're using this one, if you're using password underscore default. But just know that in the future, if something were to change, then the password underscore default can go in and change something. because something has changed. But in general, right now, whenever it comes to password hashing, it is recommended to use bcrypt. So this is the one we're going to be using here. And what you can add in here as another parameter is something called a cost factor, which is in general how difficult it's going to be to do this hashing algorithm here. So if you have a hacker that is trying to brute force their way inside your website by submitting different passwords again and again inside your input field, then this is going to slow that process down and make it much more difficult and take much longer in order to actually try to break your hashing algorithm. So this is something that is recommended to do. And this is also a point where we have to talk a bit about convenience when it comes to users, because the higher this number is going to be, the more inconvenient it's going to be for the user, because it's going to take longer whenever they have to log inside the website. The general recommendation here is to use a number between 10 and 12, but this has to be submitted as an array, otherwise we are going to get an error message. So if we were to type 12 in here, you can see, oh, it is expecting an array. So if we were to go above here, I can go in and create an array. I'm going to call this one options, and I'm going to set this one equal to an array. And inside of here, we're going to add a parameter called cost. And I'm going to point to a value. So this could be, for example, 12 or 10, depending on how you want to strengthen the hashing that you have running here. So I'm going to write 12, and then I'm going to include my options inside as the third parameter. And then you can see we have this function here. I do also want to take this hash password and set it equal to a variable. So we can say hashed password. And this would actually be the password that we put inside the database when a user is trying to sign up inside the website. So let's actually go ahead and change that up inside the naming up here. So we can say this is the password on sign up. And we're going to change that inside our hash down here as well. So this would actually be what we have inside our database. So now the next question is, what do we do when we want to log into a website? Because now the user is going back inside the website and they type in the username and the password inside the input fields for the login system. And we would actually have to take that password and hash it again and compare it together with the password inside our database. So what I would have to do down here is create another variable for the new password the user is submitting when they try to log into the website. And what I'll do is I'll go below here and run a password underscore verify, which is going to go in and compare the new password that we submitted when we tried to log into the website together with the old password that is hashed inside the database. So if we were to take my password here, put it inside as parameter number one, and then take the password up here, which is the hashed version, not the one that the user submitted on signup, because we don't actually have that stored inside the database. We have the hashed version inside the database. So I'm going to compare with that one. And this would actually go ahead and return as a true or false statement and basically just tell us, are these two the same? So if they are the same, it's going to return as true. And if it's not the same, then it's going to return as false. So what I can do is I can run a if condition down here, where we basically just go in and say we want to check for this particular function here. So I'm just going to delete this line of code and move it inside our condition. So if right now they are the same, I'm going to echo out they are the same. But if they're not the same, then I'm going to echo out they are not the same. So in this sort of way, we can very easily just go in and hash a password and then recover it from inside the database and compare that with the new password submitted when the user tries to log into your website. So if we were to go inside my website here and refresh the browser, you can see we get they are the same. If we were to go back inside my code and change up the password I used when I tried to log into the website, so now it's the wrong password, I can go back inside the website here, refresh, and then you can see we get they are not the same. And you can actually see there is a difference when I click refresh. There's actually this short half a second going on before we actually get the update inside the browser. If I were to go inside here and change the cost into something like 30 and go back inside my website here and refresh, you can see, oh, still processing, still trying. You can see it's moving up here. So you can see it's thinking right now. So as you can see, we are strengthening the hashing process. So imagine you had a hacker that were trying to brute force the way in by typing one password after the other inside the website that you have. Then it's going to take forever whenever they try to do this if you have a cost factor inside your hashing algorithm. Now, this is taking quite a long time, so I'm just going to go ahead and stop it here and just change this back to 12. So now your question might be, so taking the sign-up system that we created in that episode number 22 inside this course here, how can we take this and implement this inside our sign-up system? Because what I have here is a bunch of other files that I did tell you to ignore at the beginning of this lesson here. These are actually the files that I had for my lesson 22. So we have the form handler that actually takes the data from our index page when a user tries to sign up. Then we do also have our database connection in here. And then we have our front page that just basically has a signup form. Again, if you don't have all of this, you can go back to episode number 22 and just recreate all of this with me. But what we can basically do is we can actually go inside our form handler and just include this hashing in between what we're doing inside this form handler here. So when I go down to where we actually insert some data, I want to make sure that I'm not actually inserting the actual password submitted by the user. So as you can see, we grab the password after a post method is being used, and we're just taking that password and directly inserting it inside our database, which is not a good thing. So what I want to make sure I do right down here before we actually bind the data is to make sure we run a hashing algorithm. So going back inside my hashed password.inc.php, I can just simply grab my options and my hashed password, copy that, go back inside my form handler and paste that in. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the password from up here, which was submitted by the user on signup, and replace that with my password signup down here. And then lastly, we just take the hash password and use that as our binding parameter down here when we actually want to insert the data inside our database. So I'm going to replace my password with my hash password down here, and that is all we have to do. So now if I were to go inside my website here and go back inside my index page, refresh everything to make sure everything is good, go inside my username, say I want to sign up as Danny Cossing, and I want to create a password. In this case here, I could just say 123. Then I'm going to include an email, which is just going to be cossing@gmail.com, which is not a real email, but just to have something in here. If you were to click sign up and go back inside my database, you'll now notice that I have a new user, but something is going to be a little bit different. Instead of having this very obvious password that I can just see with my eyes inside the database, we now have this hash that is going to be in here instead. And that is what you want to do whenever you have any sort of sensitive data that you want to store inside, for example, a database. Because now if a hacker were to actually gain access to my database data, then they don't know what this data is. So with all this here, we now talked about just general hashing. We talked about how to hash a password for a database. And this is basically all I wanted to talk about in this video here. It was quite extensive. It is quite complex compared to previous episodes inside this course here, but I hope this is something that makes sense to anyone watching this video here. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this video and I'll see you guys next time.